This is Monday, June 13th, 1977. This is Marsha Brugman, and this morning I'm interviewing Mr. Henry Ebbs at his home in 1924 Yale Drive in the Highlands of Louisville, Kentucky. We're resuming our project on the oral history of the Parkland area of Louisville, and Mr. Ebbs was an early resident of Parkland, although he now lives in the Highlands area. Mr. Ebbs, can you tell me where you were born and raised?
I was born in on Hurstman Farm, Shelbyville Road, 8 Mile House, March 28, 1902.
What were your parents' names?
Peter Ebbs was my father, and Harriet Ebbs was my mother.
Mm-hmm. How'd you happen to be born out there?
Well, my father was overseer of this farm, Norvin Harris's farm, mm-hmm. Hurstman Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's was later sold to A.T. Hurt. Now it's, I don't know what they call it now. It's another concern bought it.
Mm-hmm. I know the vicinity you're talking about, though. How many years did you live out there?
Well, I lived there till I was 13 years old.
Mm-hmm. What schools did you go to?
Well, I always went to a Louisville school. We came in by trolley mm-hmm. car to Louisville. Mm-hmm. I went to the Western School, 16th and Magazine.
And when you were 13, where'd your family move?
Well, we moved to 2402 Magazine Street mm-hmm. from the country there.
Mm-hmm. Did you stay at the family home then until you were an adult?
Yes.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, I had was 8 boys and 4 girls in my family.
Oh my goodness. And where were you in that?
I'm the second youngest. Oh. My youngest brother's dead. Me and my sister's all is living now, today.
Hmm.
It's 2 of us living.
Well, that's quite a family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you go on past high school? Did you graduate from
school? No, I quit the first year of high school.
Mm-hmm. Were you at Central?
Yeah, I went to Central, mm-hmm. the old Central, 9th and Chesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what kind of job did you take when you left
high
school?
Well, I worked for the Herald Post Paper Company.
Oh.
Delivered papers in a truck. I drove a truck for them.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for them about 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. What motivated you to quit school? Were times just so hard that you needed the money?
No, I don't know. I just didn't care for school. I just wanted to quit.
Impatient to get to a job?
Get a job, yeah. Back then, jobs were pretty good, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, they didn't make much money, but you were working.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at the 8 Mile House as a waiter. It was a nightclub like there at the 8 Mile House. It was one of the leading places in town.
Did you do that at the same time you delivered papers, moonlighting?
Yeah, moonlighting, and quit the paper and took that full-time job.
Mm-hmm. And what area did you live in during that period of your life?
I lived at 24th and Magazine.
Oh, you lived at the family home.
Family home. Then in later years, we moved back to the 8 Mile House on the Shelbyville Road, right across from Oxmoor Center. The property is still standing there.
Right, is it that old white house?
The old white house standing there, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. I know exactly where that is.
Yeah.
So now how long did you stay out there then as an adult?
Well, I stayed there till, 1925. I was about 23 years old
mm-hmm.
left from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we bought a house down on Walnut Street, 2417 Walnut Street.
Were you married then
at
that time?
No.
You still moved with your family?
Moved with my
Walnut.
Family, yeah.
Okay.
And in 1928, I married
mm-hmm.
out of the 2417 Walnut Street address.
Mm-hmm. What's your wife? What was your wife's name?
My wife was Marie Akins.
Mm-hmm. Is she still alive today?
Yeah, she's still alive. Mm-hmm. She's here. I had a wife and 3 children, 3 boys.
Oh.
And I now have 4 grandchildren.
Oh my goodness.
And my oldest son, he was handicapped, but he's still with us.
Mm-hmm.
He's 47 years old.
Oh my. Then, so when you married, what year did you say, 1928?
1928, yeah.
Okay, then did you move, you know, with your new family? Where did you go then?
Well, we lived at the various places up on Walnut Street there, around 8th and Walnut.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the number of the place and whatnot.
What year then did you move into the Parkland area?
I moved to the Parkland area in 42.
Mm-hmm. Did you buy a home in the Parkland
area?
Yes. Was that considered to be a desirable part of town at that time, or
no? It was just an old lot there, and a man built 3 new homes on that lot, and I was fortunate enough to buy one of them.
Mm-hmm. And what address was that?
1142 South 36th Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you moved there Again, tell me the year again.
1942, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you describe something to me about what the Parkland area was like at the time?
Well, the Parkland area was more wide open. It wasn't built up as it is today. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty nice homes down through there. And a lot of people had their small gardens and whatnot all through there.
Was it a predominantly white neighborhood at that time, or was it predominantly black?
Well, it was mixed. Mm-hmm. It was a mixed neighborhood down through there. Mm-hmm. But over in, from my section on over, was predominantly black from, Greenwood, Grand Avenue, mm-hmm. over to Stratmore. Mm-hmm. Well, it was predominantly black, mm-hmm. through there.
So it was a racially mixed area as well as a fairly nice area.
Yeah.
What about shopping and conveniences, things like that?
Well,
was it easy to come by there?
No, it was several blocks away to get to the shopping district.
Was that like 28th and Dumanil?
28th and Dumanil, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Was a drugstore there and a post office combined, and a lot of little variety stores and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Two or three markets along up in there, mm-hmm. at that time.
What about recreation? What kinds of things were there in the Parkland area in terms of recreation?
Well, it wasn't too much outside the churches and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I was affiliated with the Boy Scouts of the Virginia Avenue Baptist Church.
Oh.
Along about that time. Mm-hmm. My youngest boy, I think, around about 46, while he was 12 years old, and I went in there as a councilman in order to keep them in there, in the Boy Scouts.
Did the churches usually sponsor the
Boy
Scout
church,
troops?
Yeah, this Virginia time? Avenue Church sponsored it at that time.
Virginia Avenue Baptist Church.
Yeah.
Is that the one they renamed the first Virginia Avenue Baptist?
Yeah.
There's been a split, I think, in the church.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That Virginia Avenue Baptist Church was the original black
church
in the Parkland area.
Yeah, 36 in Virginia, mm-hmm. right on the corner there.
So it was about in 46 then that you became involved in the Boy Scouts then?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was that just a recent thing? Had they had Boy Scout troops in that area?
I really don't know, but the scoutmaster, he come to me and asked me to help him out with the boys.
Mm-hmm. Was that a black troop?
Yes, a black troop, all black.
Mm-hmm. At that time, did they keep the Boy Scout troops segregated? I mean, was there ever a question?
No, they were segregating then, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Lee Robinson was the scoutmaster there at the time.
How many, do you remember about how many boys?
We had around 45 boys in that troop.
So there was obviously an interest and a need.
Yes, it was.
Oh, gosh. What other kinds of things were you involved in when you lived in the Parkland area? Did it pretty much center around your activities at church?
No, I didn't belong to that church. I was a Methodist.
Oh.
I belonged to the Methodist church.
Oh, so you just went over there to help?
Yeah, sideline. At that time, I was working for the Jones Dabney Company, a paint and varnish place. Mm-hmm. I went to work for them in 1934, mm-hmm. and I stayed there till 67.
Mm. What'd you do with that company?
Well, I was a department head there, foreman and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Where's that company located?
11th and Hill. It's a paint manufacturer. Selenese Coating Company's
right.
got
oh,
it now.
Oh, sure, yeah. sure. I know where that is.
It was sold three times while I worked for them.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. You just went along with
yeah.
the manager. What kind of, did the church at that time, did the different churches at that time play a big part in terms of recreation and I mean, was that what you did with your family?
Yeah.
Go to church and
yeah,
the church
right.
activities?
Yeah.
Was that pretty much a big thing with everybody who lived in the area?
Well, yes, it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. People that took interest in the Boy Scout troop while they all would go camping with us and whatnot, mm-hmm. you know. We had a nice time, the boys trying to get the merit badges and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And they'd take hikes, they'd hike the 12 miles out to Camp Dan Beard. Mm-hmm. And we'd go out and prepare the meals and have them ready by the time they got there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What other kinds of things were sponsored by the churches in that immediate area? Do you remember any of those other kinds of things?
I was busy working and I didn't take too much part in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You were probably lucky to have the time to do it with the Boy Scouts.
That's right.
Did you have quite a few other family members that lived right around in the area then?
No, my family was only one.
Mm-hmm. Where'd your other relatives live?
24th and Walnut.
Right, now isn't that where Miss Hayes, niece still lives today?
Yeah, that's
one
right.
of the old family homes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What schools did your children attend?
They went to the Virginia Avenue School. 36 in Virginia.
Was that a private school?
No, it was
a public school.
Yeah.
What did that become later? Or
it's still there. Still a private school. I mean, a public school there.
Oh,
Virginia
really?
Avenue, 36 in Virginia. Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Now, is that a grade school?
Yeah, grade
school.
Now,
where'd they go on?
Then later? They went to the junior high at 17th and Madison.
Is that Parkland Junior High?
No. It was, I forget the name of it, but junior high at 17th and Madison. Mm-hmm. Then they went from there to Central. Mm-hmm. But they went to the new Central, mm-hmm. you know, where Central is
right.
today.
Down near 9th and
12th and Chestnut.
Yeah, right.
Hmm. I went to 9th and Chestnut.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm trying to think where there's the Western Branch Public Library. That's at
10th
and Chestnut.
Yeah.
Then the new Central is one block over west. The old Central was one block over east. What's
yeah.
sitting there now, or is there anything?
Because
I'm trying to get some of those, you know, locations down.
I think it's, no, I don't know what's on the corner there. I really don't. It's a bank up a little further there, the First National.
The YMCA's there close, or YW's.
No, YMCA's close. That's between 9th and 10th, yeah.
I'll have to go down and look in the air, because I'm trying to, with the way they've moved so many of the schools
yeah.
and churches, even though they carry the names along with them, the addresses have changed and everything. Mm-hmm. Getting back to the Parkland area, what year did your family leave that area?
We left there in 1954. Mm-hmm.
So
moved out here.
You'd lived quite a few years
yeah,
then.
Lived yeah, lived about 13, 14 years.
What made you decide to move? Were you
no.
just not interested in staying any longer or
no,
looking
no.
for a new home?
I just come across the lot here mm-hmm. and I decided to build a home on it. We built a home while we decided we liked this home better than the one there, so we moved in this mm-hmm. one and mm-hmm. sold that.
Mm-hmm. Well, for you know, years to come, people listen to these interviews. They're not going to maybe be quite as aware of the areas of town we're talking about. But I also find it unusual that this is a predominantly white area right now, the
yeah.
Highlands off Bardstown Road.
Yeah.
And you moved in 1954
yeah.
in this area, bought your property and built a home.
Yeah.
Was that considered unusual?
Because no, it was, yeah. This is a predominantly black block. All I had a cousin lived here for, oh, I guess, 50 years,
mm-hmm.
right here on the corner.
Mm-hmm. So it was just accepted, and that was it.
Yeah.
Because I was so surprised by that when you gave me your address
uh-huh.
that I couldn't believe it,
yeah.
especially to find out you've lived here 20 some years.
Yeah.
Uh huh. So there was no problem simply because it was considered a black block in a predominantly white area.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. They.
Did you have any qualms about moving from
none
Parkland?
None whatever. Hmm. No.
What kinds of things interested you? Well, of course, you said you like this house better than the house that you had there.
Yeah.
And I imagine if you built this, you probably designed it and everything the way you wanted,
that's
got
right.
your yard the way you wanted. So that's all understandable. But was there anything else about the area that led you away from the Parkland area? Were there more recreational facilities for your children?
Well, my children had grown up, see,
mm-hmm.
when I left there.
So
they were in the Army,
research.
And we just came out here.
Mm-hmm. Was there any question in terms of being closer to shopping or anything like that?
Yeah, that played a big part in it too, mm-hmm. being closer to the groceries and
mm-hmm.
shopping centers, mm-hmm. yeah. See, we got a nice one right here in the block.
Douglas Loop?
Yeah, Douglas
yeah.
Loop there.
Plus, I think you're about a block from the convenient.
Yeah.
Which is always
yeah.
a visit. Huh.
At Douglas Loop, you can get most anything you want up there.
Yeah. Well, from what people tell me, in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, the people that live right around 28th and Dumanil, that was the way that area was at one time, like the Douglas Loop is to us today.
That's right.
That
yeah.
they had everything, meat
yeah.
market, grocery store, hardware
yeah.
stores.
Everything was white in there, but it was a nice shopping center
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm. Everything was white owned?
Yeah, white owned.
But blacks and whites shopped there?
Yeah, shopped in that uh-huh. district, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any explanation? I always try to ask people who lived or worked or, you know, spent part of their lifetime in that area, do you have any explanation for what's happened to that shopping, that particular shopping area around 28th and Virginia, and what's happened to the businesses in that area?
I can't understand, you know, what happened to it, because it always a nice going business looked like when we were down there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seemed to be satisfied and happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to it.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely deteriorated over the year. Well, a lot of the businesses
yeah.
have just folded, and that's it.
Yeah. But I was surprised to learn that the 28th and Dumanil area turned out to be like it is.
The need, that's what I think is disappointing, is the need is still there.
Yeah.
People live there and they desperate. Many of them don't have cars, they're
yeah.
on fixed incomes, they're elderly people. they need the shopping, they need the conveniences close, and yet the businesses are gone. And it really is kind of funny. I'm always, you know, trying to ask, get people's opinions on it. Can you remember anything else about the Parkland area during the late 40s, early 50s when you lived there? Anything else that you especially enjoyed about the area, or that anything that it especially meant to you all? Or?
Well, you take Chickasaw Park at that time. That was a nice place to go for recreation back in those days. And you could get on a streetcar and ride down there for a nickel.
The parks were segregated at that time.
Yeah, it was a segregated park, but it was real nice then. It was really, you had protection there then, looked like. It was police good.
How much did you have to pay for a trolley?
About 7 cents, I think, then. Ride and get on the trolley and ride down there, yeah.
Huh. And you went there a lot on weekends and things with your family?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What kind picnics. Of, what was that amusement park? Ghost Town on the River. What did that used to be? Fountain Ferry Park?
Fountain Ferry.
Was that in existence then?
Yeah, it was in existence, but that was off limits. It was all white.
Oh, was it?
Strictly white then, yeah.
I wondered about that because I didn't know how many years it had been in existence or whether it was segregated. Did you live in the area at the time that that became integrated?
No.
No? Was that in the 60s, I guess?
60s, yeah. But they used to have what they called the White City down there where Chickasaw Park is now. It was an amusement park. And I think it was integrated back there in those days. It's been years ago. I was just a youngster myself. I don't remember too much about it, but I knew it was there. They called it White City.
White City. Now, yeah. That's the first time I've ever heard anybody talk about that. Was it, Nan? It was near Chickasaw Park.
Yeah, it was between Chickasaw Park and Shawnee Park. In that area there, right on the river.
Yeah, I'll have to ask some more people about that. That's the first time I heard about it. And it was an amusement park.
Yeah.
What other kinds of things you mentioned, Chickasaw Park and the recreational things, were there other ball fields? Was softball a big thing like it is
today?
None of those things?
The fairground was down there, the Kentucky State Fairground.
Oh,
it was down
kidding.
On Cecil Avenue. That was a big event, you know, once a year when they had
State
the fairs
Fair.
There. Yeah.
Now, was that integrated? Were
blacks
allowed to go?
Yeah, everybody, yeah.
State Fair, ride all the rides, see all the exhibits
everything,
and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, and I didn't realize the State Fairgrounds was located down there either.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just so used to seeing it all grown up.
That's
that it's,
right.
You know,
yeah.
With houses all over that, I can't imagine that there were once empty lots where there might have been a fairground.
Yeah, I mean, it moved, you know, according to your age
time.
Yeah. Then, I guess.
Yeah, I've only been here 7 or 8 years, and since I've been here, you know, the big fairgrounds down on the expressway.
Yeah.
What about bowling or any other kinds of activities like that?
No,
there weren't?
We didn't have that.
In terms of schools that your children attended in the area, the Virginia Avenue Elementary School, do you remember anything specific about, you know, they were segregated, all the public schools were segregated at that point, so the Virginia Avenue Elementary School was obviously a black school.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything that that you felt your children particularly got because of the school or didn't get? Was it a good school?
I remember the things they didn't get. My oldest son was handicapped and he didn't get an education there. I sent him to that school and they didn't have any facilities for teaching him then. And I guess he was about 12 or 13 years old before we could get a visiting teacher to come and help out with
him. Is he physically handicapped?
Yes. He had rheumatic fever and infantile paralysis when he's 6 months old. And he's always been a handicap. He's never worked or anything. And he's still
And they did. They had absolutely no facilities.
No facilities.
Was that for black children or all handicapped children in general? Or do you know?
No, well, white children could go to COSAR, crippled children, but mine couldn't.
COSAR was segregated at that time. I didn't realize that. What did they tell you? Just sorry?
Just sorry.
Don't have anything?
Didn't tell you anything. But I had to take him there to get his braces and whatnot.
They wouldn't serve you on an outpatient basis?
No. I just take his shoes there and they'd make the braces according to the prescription the doctor gave him. No, he didn't go there under any circumstances. Any treatment at all.
Oh, I didn't realize that at all. So in turn, you had to get a private doctor, and if you couldn't pay for it, your child couldn't get taken
care of. That's right, yeah.
Now, what changed so that you could get a visiting teacher to come to the home?
I don't know how we got that. My wife, she was, I don't know, she got that. When first we paid a teacher a long time to give him his preliminaries, start him out there.
Yeah.
Then, I don't know, I think they had visiting teachers going around, and she got in touch with her some way or another.
So did he have a visiting teacher then all the years that he was educated?
No, he had a teacher about 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get even a high score, a grade school education.
That's hard to believe. That's really awful. What about your other two sons that attended the school? Were things at least adequate for them?
Yeah, they were all right, yeah. Mm-hmm. They finished that, and they finished high school. I had one, he went to Tuskegee. He went down there for 4 years, and he went in the Army. And I had another one went to Ohio State. Mm-hmm. He went a couple of years there, and he went in the Army. So.
What the one that went to Tuskegee, I can't even say it. What did he get his degree in?
He was a draftman. He didn't finish it. Mm-hmm. He left for 6 months before he finished.
Oh, that's too bad.
But he's a draftman for the government.
Mm-hmm. And what the other son?
Well, he's with Kentucky Fried Chicken. He's a department head there with them.
That's a good job.
He's got a good job.
Well, I'm amazed talking about public schools. I knew for a long time they were segregated. They've been segregated many years. But that's something that people
I think
do
that's
talk
very
about.
Unfair for him. You know, no consideration at all. And he doesn't get any help today, as far as that's concerned, from anyone, the government or no one else. And I've paid taxes and everything like everybody else.
And he still
else.
Doesn't qualify for anything even today?
No.
I imagine it's awfully depressing for him as well.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I've managed to make it pretty good for him. He doesn't feel it too much. He enjoys his radio and television and whatnot. So.
Was that frustrating for him as a child to realize he couldn't go to school with his brothers, though?
No, it didn't seem to bother him too much because my wife always kept him busy some way or
mm-hmm.
another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes if they've never had it, they don't know what they're missing either.
No, that's right.
That still doesn't justify anybody having to go without. There's no doubt about that.
Mm. He went 3 or 4 days down there, then they found out they couldn't keep him in the school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was it a question of him being able to get to the classrooms and get to the bathrooms and this kind of thing?
No. Yes, it was in a way because it had a boy there was willing to help him and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
All he needed was just a little assistance to the bathroom and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. That's awful. Goodness sakes. Hmm. Well, of course, I guess it was probably many, many years before they really got the facilities to work with handicapped children in school. So there was never a question of him going on even beyond grade school.
No.
You got a visiting teacher in for a number of years, and then when that ended, that was the end of his education.
That was the end of it, yeah.
Hmm. Did you ever feel with your other sons that they were losing out in terms of education?
No.
That even though the schools were segregated, you felt that they were getting what they needed to get?
Yeah, I think they come along all right.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything else about the Parkland area during those 10 or so years that you lived there? Anything that you just felt real positive about or real negative about, or any special remembrances of the people?
It was just a nice place to live at that time. Mm-hmm. It was really peaceful down there. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Yeah, a lot of the neighborhoods remind me of this neighborhood you live in.
Yeah, it's changed lots now, but it was really nice in those days.
And a lot of the homes, you can really see they must have at one time been just mansions.
Yeah. It was nice, yeah.
Hmm. Well, that was pretty much, all the questions that I had, unless there was anything else
you wanted
to offer.
No, that's okay.
All right, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Hope it helps some, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to use it for.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.